Hey, you mob. This virus is hanging around far too long, don't you reckon? Uncle Jack Charles here, and I, for one, would love to be back with community. This just isn't possible without vaccinating our community. You can contact your local ACCO, and they can give you the information you need to book you an appointment so you're on your way. Together we can do better. Community, unity, immunity. Hashtag vaxxed and proud.
Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
A 3CR supporter. And you are listening to Satellite Skies on 3CR, and it is time for Soundtrack to Revolution. Satellite Skies is a weekly show with a rotating cast. And I'm Race Rage, here today with our disability and chronic illness themed edition of the show. First of all, I just want to acknowledge that this show is broadcasting from the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and I want to pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. This always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Sovereignty was never ceded. As someone with neurodivergency, mental illness and disabilities myself, I was thinking about what might be a topical edition of the show to focus on this week, and I guess thinking about the focus of here in Victoria and also in New South Wales of so-called Freedom Day and of the easing of restrictions and what that means for, I guess, the general population, for able-bodied people. I just wanted to focus on, I guess, the struggle of disabled folks and chronically ill folks, because I think that, yeah, it looking at an easing of restrictions means something very different to people who are chronically ill and who are disabled and do have increased vulnerability to COVID. So yeah, I thought it would just be a really apt time to hear some of the sounds and some of the voices of our communities. So yeah, coming in, we heard Yes, I'm a Mess by Wheelchair Sports Camp. Sorry that cut off quite abruptly. I'm not sure what happened there, but I thought I'd jump in anyway. And yeah, they are a band out of the States, a cripple punk band, crip hop band, and lead singer Kristen Heffernan has brittle bone disease and uses a wheelchair, and there is an absolute killer music video to that song, and also another one we're going to have coming up later in the show. She is super rad, a disability activist as well as performer, and was arrested back in 2017 in July after a 3-day sit-down protest at her senator's office, where she said, "I'd rather go to jail than to die without Medicaid," in regards to Trump care. So yeah, a super, super radical band, a super radical person to bring us into our disability and Spoonie focused week here on the show. We might go to a couple of community announcements next, and I may as well play our Satellite Skies intro, because I had to jump in too quickly that we missed out on that, so I'm sure people are missing it. So I will be right back with you.
Monday nights, up late. Broadcasting from stolen land. Satellite Skies. Satellite Skies. Satellite Skies. Highlighting DIY and autonomous politics, music, and subculture with a different theme each week.
A message from Victoria's community sector.
I'm looking forward to not worrying that my patients are going to die of COVID.
To no one else being separated from their mum in aged care.
I'm looking forward to our wedding and having our family and friends from overseas here with us.
I really want to see my mum.
I'm looking forward to being able to welcome guests without a mask on.
To having all the sports back to normal so that my family members can come and watch me play.
I look forward to performing in front of a big crowd again.
So please, get vaccinated. Please get vaccinated.
Please get vaccinated.
Let's get back to the good things.
I ask you to get vaccinated.
For all of us.
Please get vaccinated.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM, the voice of the community.
3CR, community radio, giving the voice to the community since 1976.
The first thing that happens is the world goes black. You just hear a little snap when your neck rolls back. You don't bite your tongue off or foam at the lips. And before you hit the ground, there's a moment of bliss. It's like toking a spliff. It's like shedding your skin. It's better than the best train wreck there's ever been. You have to let it in, as much as it's upsetting. To wake up with bruises you don't remember getting. You don't remember how the hell you ended up indoors. You don't remember whether you were wetting your gym shorts in front of Amanda, the girl you're after, who already thought you were a fucking disaster. It's not like a last will, it's making me laugh. Unless you get your next one while you're taking a bath. I'm seizing the mic fast at middle school dances. I'm done being seized and I'm seizing my chances.
It's all too much. Said it's all too much. Said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch.
It's all too much. Said it's all too much. Said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch. Maybe true, I got baby blues, you got navy blues. Paid your dues, name a tune, name a hue. What shade are you? I see purple people eaters more than world beaters, and I've jumped a couple hurdles, burned some sneakers through the meters. Copacetic, please get the medic, let it breathe, and I'll be the baddest motherfucking epileptic I can be. I would grieve asking why's it me sleeping in the ER with an IV in my arm and my V card hurting, saying God, fuck if I'ma die a virgin. I'ma grab the first nurse working, flirt and try the curtain. So who's perking Dr. Phil's pills? Tyler Durden still ill, Thrillville, Uma Thurman hurting in the Kill Bills. This is to my sick kids. Time to flip this shit. Depakote, Adderall, Ritalin, Pixie Sticks. I don't give a fuck what you're riding to the setting sun. Use it as a weapon when it's said and done.
It's all too much. Said it's all too much. Said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch.
It's all too much. Said it's all too much. Said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch. Say that I'm crazy or call it a pitfall. I'll win a game of bloody knuckles hitting a brick wall. It's pinball, hitting the limit to smash that glass. Take a minute to sit at the whip and then I'm gonna mash on gas. Cause I'll be crashing that impasse with fat ass syntax. Skinny motherfucker off a bucket of Slim Fast. You ever had a grind mal seizure in gym class? That whiplash back when life was dishing out pimp slaps? Fed up and we've all been better, but I'm set to step up. Never let up cause the fall is just a setup now to get up. Regret will never get the better of me with the sawed off. When I'm having trouble talking, someone knocks my writer's block off. And if my eyes glaze and my knees drift south, and you ever think to stick a credit card in my mouth, I take MasterCard and Visa for my risk rewards. I'm not biting my tongue, why don't you bite yours?
It's all too much. Said it's all too much. Said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch.
It's all too much. Said it's all too much. Said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch.
It's all too much. I said it's all too much. I said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch.
It's all too much. I said it's all too much. I said it's all too much.
And if the world breaks your legs, you go and beat it with your crutch.
This is a King, caution, exclusive.
Yes, yes. King Caution. Rookies to legends. What up? Shout out. Crip Hop Nation. Leroy. I see you. Out here, man. It's going down. Doing this for everybody in wheelchairs or with a disability. You know what I'm saying? Don't never give up. Ever. Ever, 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 ever.
Every day I wake up, say a prayer, then it's time to get my cake up. Already got my mind made up. All too well, it's a team, you can't fade us. Steady on the grind. I've got money on my mind. They wanna block my take what's mine.
They said I couldn't do it, watch your boy get her done. I'm so focused, my telescope lens is on. I'm looking down at Earth from a different planet. Ill on the mic, still some can't stand it. My life into a crash, you think I'ma let them stop me? I'm bouncing back on the rigid, no photocopy. Disabled, so I'm doing this for Crip Hop. Team rated next, watch I make it to the top. Cool V got my back, so now I'm official. Invested in myself, I'm working. You heard the whistle. Michigan gun rule, they popping pistols. Debo and protocol got hit, don't let them get you. They say the good die young, the strong survive. I wanna thank God, he helped me stay alive. You can see the pain when you look into my eyes. Grind for my kids, go hard until the day I fly.
Every day I wake up, say a prayer, then it's time to get my cake up. Already got my mind made up. All too well, as a team, you can't fade us. Steady on the grind. I got money on my mind. They wanna block my shine.
I'm here to take what's mine.
Yes, hard work, a lot of therapy and dedication. I was depressed, needing me a nice vacation. Started blowing money, maybe that's why life was hating. Try to make myself happy, no room for dating. I shut down and stayed in the studio. No time for games, my life was not a movie role. No sex for a year, I've been chasing my dream. When my ex left me, I let her go and do a thing. She didn't understand, so I'ma go to the extreme and show her that I don't need her up on my team. I'm doing way better, confident like Mayweather. More humble, more women doing business, not pleasure. We getting to the money, planning trips to where it's sunny and hot, flying sales, G'd up, they all on me. I'm so close, I could smell success in the air. Like the Kush up, pop a bottle, this is my year. Yeah.
Every day I wake up, say a prayer, then it's time to get my cake up. Already got my mind made up. All too well as a team, y'all can't fade us. Steady on the grind, I got money on my mind. They wanna block my shine, I'm here to take what's mine.
And you are listening to Soundtrack to Revolution, a week of satellite skies here on 3CR Radical Radio, 855 on your AM dial. And I am Race Rage, one half of the normal crew, who's usually here every five or so Monday nights. Unfortunately, Bass Mama's not here today, but big shout out. It's just me, which kind of works out well because, it is Disability and Chronic Illness Week, and I am someone who has disabilities and chronic pain. So, it's kind of nice to be able to present this show to you today. Yeah, so coming in before, you just heard Seizure Boy by Watsky, a rapper who lives with epilepsy. A pretty hilarious song. I really like that one. And also Every Day I Wake Up by King Caution featuring Alvina. King Caution is someone who uses mobility aids. And that was part of Crip Hop Nation. He's part of Crip Hop Nation, which is a really cool disability rap crew that addresses discrimination against disabled artists in hip-hop by publishing articles, hosting events, lectures and workshops, and it has over 300 members worldwide. So some other deadly Crip Hop Nation crew to check out is Counterclockwise, spelt with a K, Preach Man, Miss Money and Fezzo, as well as plenty more. We're gonna check out another disability disabled band, Crip Folk Trio Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra. And I've had the pleasure of checking this hilarious crew out at Quippings, which is a queer disabled mob's performance night and spoken word night that happens often at Hares and Hyenas here in, well, Fitzroy, I guess it is, not Collingwood. We're here in Collingwood, but right around the corner on Johnston Street. Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra with their track, Welcome.
I replaced it with a larger piece of tape.
Okay.
Part of my secret plan. We'll see if it works, otherwise I'll put a secret plan.
Sure.
I've got no shortage of tape.
Good. You can take my whole body together. Oh no, better still, sticky tape me into my wheelchair. My carer would have a heart attack later tonight.
What if you couldn't piss unless I said so? What if you couldn't eat unless I fed you real slow? And what if you couldn't please me without assistance? And what if I had to keep a distance every time you were sick. Well, I'd say, welcome to my world. If I had to be another driver, bodyguards would go well. What would you say? And if you had to make concessions and fight politicians, well, would you be okay? So do me a favor, babe. Spend a day in my shoes. What if you had to be blessed by the family? What if you always had to shout with me? And what if you wilted every time it got steamy? And what if you got so fucking tired of being needy? And what if I had to chaperone you? Well, I'd say, welcome to my world. If I had to be another driver, bodyguards would go well. What would you say? And if you had to make concessions and fight politicians, well, would you be okay? So do me a favor, babe. Spend a day in my shoes. What if you had to take drugs just in case? What if your talents went to waste? And what if you couldn't find your place? And what if I started screaming things vile and base? And that's just a taste. Welcome to my world. If I had to be another driver, bodyguards would go well. If you had to make concessions and fight politicians, well, would you be okay? So do me a favor, babe. Spend your life in my world.
If you're a renter experiencing hardship due to the pandemic, you can check now to see if you're eligible to apply for the Victorian Government's new one-off rental relief grant worth up to $1,500. To help you, Tenants Victoria have put together an eligibility checklist. This will make it easier for you to assess whether you're eligible to apply for the grant, which is paid as a contribution towards rent. There are some steps involved to qualify for the grant. See the checklist for more information and visit the Tenants Victoria website for further details on how to apply. Go to tenantsvic.org.au and search for Rent Relief Grants. Tenants Victoria is a 3CR supporter.
And that was the Bear Brass Asylum Orchestra with their song Welcome. And their little write-up is pretty great, so I thought I'd read it. The band dedicates their lives to proving that people with disabilities can be just as drug-addled, sexually promiscuous and debauched as anyone else. So yeah, check out more of their stuff. They've got another really good single, Smile, on their YouTube. And next we're going to go to a track called The Mirror by Field Mouse, and it is off Field Mouse's album Episodic, which is about the lead singer Rachel's experiences with chronic illness and about, yeah, her experiences with Lyme disease. So this is The Mirror by Field Mouse.
Thank you.
That was Field Mouse, The Mirror. And I thought we might mix it up a little bit. I know that we're not usually the Satellite Skies show that does play spoken word, but I thought it'd be really nice to hear from some voices of other disabled and chronically ill people in community. And I came across Jessica Knight, a local poet who lives with disability and chronic illness, and a couple of pieces that she has created during COVID, during lockdown and the pandemic. And there's a really interesting interview with her by Carly Findlay, who's a very, very staunch disability activist here in Nam. And Carly interviews Jessica Knight on her website as part of a COVID initiative called ISO Create. So make sure to check that out at carlyfindlay.com.au. I always really love it when people from a community interview each other and they have a really deep understanding of you know, where each other are coming from and the context within which each other are creating. I think that always makes for some of the best interviews. So do check that out. But yeah, I thought we might listen to one of her pieces. There's two that are part of ISO Create, but this one is called Purple Hair Dye Looks Gruesome on a Hospital Pillowcase. So yeah, we'll go to that now.
I'm going to read for you, is entitled Purple Hair Dye Looks Gruesome on a Hospital Pillowcase. The next time I die, I want to be happy and old. My ghost could do nice things for my younger sisters, but scare the hell out of their significant others, who I think were never good enough. I was so confused just before my lips went blue. I thought I was at the bottom of the ocean. That's pretty far from you, but not as far as being dead. It's so easy to imagine how cute and sad you would have looked, arriving at the hospital with a bag of things to make this place more bearable. The nurse with the Kraken tattoo informing you I've been moved to ICU again. Lucy, that's her name. She tells you it's so selfish of me to leave the ward without saying goodbye because it was her last day at 6 Southwest. It's a joke, but I was still so sad when you told me that Lucy was now working at the neurology ward. Wish you could explain to me how it felt to arrive that evening to find a nurse sitting in a chair watching me. I vaguely remember pulling the tube from my neck. I'm still pretty proud that even in the thick of it, I found a way to rebel in a body roaring into a fight. Anyway, the nurse was supposed to be observing me as I lay undreaming for their entire 8-hour shift. Such attention, just how I like it, all eyes on me. A performance unscripted, yet completely compelling in exquisite calamity. You took over sentry duty so she could go and pee and get something to eat. What were you thinking as you sat with that coat I like, hugging your shoulders, you sitting with your face focused on me, my what, 34th hospital bed? Some choice swear words maybe? Or perhaps you were just too tired for even thinking about what a reckless little twit I am. I imagine it was along those lines. Now here I am. I can dress myself and sit up straight, know my name. I'm strong enough in the mind to give you a hard time, such a hard time. I feel so angry and cannot sleep sometimes. I get stomach aches and chest pains. I think it's happening again. I'm dying. It's like as soon as I relax, it's going to grab me again. I had such plans for what I'd be when I came home. Should we get a cat? I was going to be nice or nicer, which is weird because I wasn't really nice before. I thought it would all be left behind under the harsh hospital lighting, but it came with me. Wounds within wounds. Some scars you can touch gently in the dark as we lay in the same bed while the rest are hidden. It's not my fault. It's to be expected. I've been through a lot. A kind woman tells me so, and I make jokes to reward her for her psychological assistance. I would not be surprised if some nights you look at me while I'm sleeping and think something tender and sweet for the 100th time. Something like, God damn it, you silly little bitch. I deserve it.
And that was a piece by Jessica Knight called Purple Head Eye Looks Gruesome on a Hospital Pillowcase. And we might go to another track. What are we going to listen to next? I think we might hear from one of my best friends who used to be another co-host here at Satellite Skies, Katie Spitt. This is her track, Hope Street, which is one of her favourite songs of mine from her Calm Blue Ocean album from quite a while ago. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. with Hope Street off Calm Blue Ocean. I guess I wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess if able-bodied people haven't really thought that much about the difference in experience that opening up means for people with chronic illness and people with disabilities, I think something that really kind of shows the dissonance between disabled and chronically ill communities and those who don't have those things to worry about is seen in the way that at the daily presses, COVID deaths are announced, and we see that after they announce the total number of deaths, they'll then say, oh, but this many already had pre-existing conditions. And that pre-existing conditions comment, I've heard other disability activists and other members of the community talk about as outlining people with these pre-existing conditions, people who are disabled, who are chronically ill, who do have autoimmune or other vulnerabilities. It sets us up as collateral damage. It sort of holds our life in the balance as worth less than the young, than the healthy. And we see that as well in the way that our governments have stopped talking about chasing zero and have started talking about a new COVID normal where deaths will be inevitable. And then in the next breath, they'll say, but many of these deaths will be the unvaccinated, the and people with pre-existing conditions and the old. And I saw a quote from, let me just get it up. I saw a quote from the Crip Fund Collective in the States that really sort of summed up what we hear when we hear that comment. It says, they say COVID-19 doesn't discriminate, but we know sick and disabled people are disproportionately affected by pandemics and public health crises long before and well after corona. Officials say people will die, but we say we aren't dead yet. When anyone, and what right now can feel like everyone, says it's only the old and unhealthy who are dying, we say stop racist eugenics now. Much love to all life. And it is that idea of eugenics that, you know, the survival of the fittest, but disability is something that is going to be a part of people's life and will touch people's life at some point. It's pretty inevitable. At some point you will experience having your body in some way disabled, whether it's temporary, whether it's as a cause of an accident, whether it's a cause of old age, and to set disabled and chronically ill people apart and set us aside as collateral damage and imply that our deaths are worth less than the economy, our deaths are worth less than the young and the healthy, it's really disgusting, and it really tells us that we don't matter. And I've heard other chronically ill and disabled community members talking about how everybody has been struggling so much with the isolation of lockdown, and that is so valid. And not to take away from the impact that that is having on everybody's mental health, but people talking about going back to normal, for a lot of people who have to live with cautiousness towards their health, with cautiousness towards their immune systems, isolation and hand washing and keeping inside and that sort of thing is just part of conserving spoons, conserving energy when you do live with limited capacity and not being able to see our friends when we want to, not being able to do the things that we want to do and get outside and be able to just be really unthinking about the ways that we interact with people is a privilege and is not something that is part of everybody's reality. And for some of us, that's never something that we'll be going back to because it wasn't something that we had in the first place. Yeah, I wanted to read a spoken word piece by C.B. Mako, I'm sorry, I'm not sure how to pronounce that person's name, but they are part of the Footscray Arts Collective Disabled QBI POC Collective. And this was commissioned as part of Fitzroy Art Centre Writes, a collection of new work by writers from Melbourne's West and beyond, published online, curated by Bigwa Chwol. And this piece was one of a series created by this collective, but it's one that I really liked. So I couldn't find it spoken aloud anywhere by the author, by the poet, so you're going to have to deal with my voice. I'm going to read it for you instead. And this piece is called A Slow Life in a Pandemic by C.B. Mako. How do you write in a pandemic? In a lockdown, quarantine, your fast, active life grinds to a halt. I've been known to be slow most of my life. Growing up, my parents would often tell me to hurry up. When I couldn't catch up, I was usually left behind. There seems to be a certain speed that ableism wants. To be exact, on time, quick, clockwork at a steady, fast pace. There's fast fashion, fast cycling, fast cars, everyone wanting to be the first to cross the finish line. Those who cannot catch up are left behind. We, the disabled, see life zoom past us at an unrelenting speed, pushing us to the sidelines. In society's capitalist, consumerist life, we are those whom you have left behind. Those who you didn't have any second thoughts about during the bushfires or in national emergencies. Those whom you didn't plan to include, whose existence didn't even cross your mind. But we are here. Now that a worldwide pandemic has forced you to slow down to our speed, you notice us. We are your neighbours who need extra help acquiring food and groceries, who did not have the capacity or financial means to hoard or panic buy. But we love slow. Slow, the pace which my offspring and I have deliberately chosen. We move at our own pace. We stop and smell the flowers while in our cargo bike. We see the butterflies greet us as we pedal at a leisurely pace. I often tell my kids that life is a journey, a slow journey. When the pandemic lockdown started, I stared at my Twitter feed, confused. An able-bodied, fully employed, cishet, child-free white woman laughed at a tweet I retweeted from Grattan Institute. Grattan Institute. Half of working households have less than $7,000 in the bank. Many have much less. Many Australian households will need help to get through this crisis, says at Brendan Coates, hashtag coronavirus AU. And underneath it has a graph. Lol, $500 in an account? Ah, ha 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 ha. Oh, thanks for the laugh this morning, read the tweet. At first I was perplexed by her tweet. I then asked, confused, why is it funny? Sorry, I should have ended with a not a hope in hell. CB Mako, cough, that's my bracket. Hashtag we too who are hashtag BIPOC, hashtag disabled and hashtag carers and immunocompromised. At CB Mako, by any chance, your workplace slash network has chlorhexidine or isopropyl alcohol? Our local hashtag community, hashtag MelbWest, hashtag MelbsWest needs these items the most. If your network could help, that would be greatly appreciated, TIA. Did she mean there was no hope in hell for people with less than $500 would survive the pandemic? I had less than $500 in my bank account. If the abled woman had more resources, would she share? If I cajoled her, would she reply and help? Was she among the hoarders of toilet paper? Or those who were fast enough, with money and space, to panic buy and empty supermarket shelves? No offer of help came from the laughing white woman, with all her money and her resources, despite her financial and physical capacity to reach out and help. On 17th of March 2020, I was late to my very first online video meeting on a platform called Zoom. The Zoom meeting was called NAM Community Care for Coronavirus. Among highly energized, young, able-bodied group of people, they spoke of Google Documents and mapping out, and I popped up into the Zoom feed and introduced myself. I went straight to the point. We needed their help. Now. We can't find hand sanitizers for our immunocompromised child. Silence greeted me. And then they continued down their path of conversation. On Twitter, many established and privileged white and white-passing writers and authors reveled in the isolation, having time to write, showing off palatial writing rooms with large, opulent desks. They had time to read and took snapshots of newly purchased books. They had the means, after all, to heed the call of the hashtag #backyourbookshop on social media. My family, on the other hand, needed food on that very same week. How could they not worry about food on their table? The first to respond to our, before Melbourne food delivery services got organised, were from fellow queer, culturally and linguistically diverse, cold, and Black, Indigenous, people of colour, BIPOC, artists. In the pouring autumn rain, a fellow queer artist dropped off much-needed alcohol-based liquid sanitizer. Another group of QBIPOC artists anonymously dropped off a box of veggies, fruit and meals at our doorstep. I hadn't eaten that night. Too worried where to find food to feed my family of four, I cried as I ate my first spoonful of a delicious, freshly cooked meal. The next day, an express post parcel arrived from an immunocompromised family, a big bottle of hand sanitizer. Another day, a large box full of books arrived. Brand new books from a cold friend across the city. There were books for my kids, for myself, so many books that I, in turn, was able to share with fellow writers who had no capacity to buy books in a pandemic. I knew many who had low funds due to covering medication costs. The most empathic people were like us, struggling, helping each other on an informal network. The collective made me hopeful that we could indeed survive this pandemic. And yeah, that was by CB Mako, who is a fiction, non-fiction and fan fiction writer, the winner of the Grace Marion Wilson Emerging Writers Competition, and who featured in Growing Up Disabled in Australia. So make sure to check that out and check out more from FCAC Writes. Yeah, we might go to another little community service announcement.
If you're a renter experiencing hardship due to the pandemic, you can check now to see if you're eligible to apply for the Victorian Government's new one-off rental relief grant worth up to $1,500. To help you, Tenants Victoria have put together an eligibility checklist. This will make it easier for you to assess whether you're eligible to apply for the grant, which is paid as a contribution towards rent. There are some steps involved to qualify for the grant. See the checklist for more information and visit the Tenants Victoria website for further details on how to apply. Go to tenantsvic.org.au and search for rent relief grants. Tenants Victoria is a 3CR supporter.
Stain. death to science. It's a fallacy. We make our own gods now. It's the 21st century. And I survived to fight another day. Oh, how I wish there was some other way. Change skin tech forevermore. Your body keeps the score. Change skin tech forevermore. Your body keeps the score. Change skin tech forevermore. Your body keeps the score. I cannot abide the rumors and lies. The only way to shed this lonely pain. I welcome inside the curious eyes. The burgundy stain, it's the world we sustain. And if you think that you do better, better at living my life, take your chance, it won't be you. Wakes up on the other side. But I remember when I used to say, yes, I eat and I breathe, but I never sleep. Because I never live, because I never weep. Yes, I breathe and I eat, but I never sleep. Because I never live, because I never weep.
And that was Hot Work, Your Body Keeps a Score, off their Casio demo called Transfiguration, My 10 Years Inside the Beast on Bandcamp. And yeah, we're coming towards the end of the show. I wanted to talk about a couple of things quickly before we squeeze our last song in. And that was another thing about the easing of restrictions. The government hasn't taken into consideration in their modelling for easing restrictions about how opening up is going to affect disadvantaged groups, including people with disabilities and chronic illness. Disability advocates from the UK have warned our government that we could face a similar situation to what they have over there at the moment, where 60% of people who have died from COVID have a disability. As of September 30th, only 71% of NDIS participants 16 plus were fully vaccinated, despite the fact that they're a priority population. And another issue with the way that they count deaths of people with disabilities, as Nayuk at Nira on Twitter has talked about, is the truth is that the government refuses to know the actual number of disabled people with COVID, because people who are disabled by health conditions simply don't count as disabled to them. They've also left out a whole lot of disabled people that aren't counted in their statistics, because they've only been using the NDIS as their register. And as many people in the community will know, not all disabled people are on the NDIS. And yeah, the government's simply not factoring in people who aren't on the NDIS as having disabilities, or people whose disabilities come from health conditions. So that's a huge number. for people with disabilities that are wanting to get vaccinated, the Victorian state government has been doing a vaccine boost from October 8th, specifically for people with disabilities. There are going to be 10 pop-up disability vaccine pop-ups launching. And there's also going to be, well, there is now because it's after October 8th, there's going to be walk-in bookings at any Victorian state-run vaccination centres. So if disabled people walk in, you don't need to have an actual booking and you can get vaccinated because the government's really trying to boost the vaccination numbers of people with disabilities. Also, they are launching vaccine disability liaison officers who can act as case managers and help arrange vaccines in your home, group bookings and further advice. So if you would like to book a disability liaison officer, find out more about the disability pop-ups or where you can walk in and get vaccinated without a booking. And also find out more about, there's a low sensory site for people with sensory issues at La Trobe Uni, which I think is the one in Bundoora. You can check out at the government's link, which I haven't written down here, but I will make sure. Oh no, I have. I have so many notes in front of me, which is coronavirus.vic.gov.au/vaccination-information-people-disability. And probably you didn't get all that, so I'll make sure to chuck it on Satellite Sky's Insta with information about our playlist of the show today.
Hey, this is Listic from 88.9 Radio Skid Row in Sydney. You are listening to Grounding Disability Justice on 3CR. Peace.
Treat CR Community Radio, 855 AM.